Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Marina Stepanska.
Hello.
Who's presenting her film, Falling. Thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to maybe introduce your movie a little bit?
Well, I'm really wondering how it will be accepted in a wide audience, because on the one hand, it's a wide story, universal story. It's a fragile love story, which can happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it happened exactly in Ukraine. The social background matters in there. And I was wondering yesterday how the first audience, because here it was the first audience of the film.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. And by the way, it was very warm and charming, and I was totally relaxed because I didn't expect that people start laughing in some moments. I didn't even think that it's fun, and then I was sitting there and think, oh, it's really fun.
Sure, you know why I think that it's funny? First of all, we should say that it is kind of like, let's say, it revolves around the meeting between a young man and a young woman who gradually, slowly fall in love. Or maybe suddenly, because their meeting is very, like, just almost happens out of nowhere. You know, he's outside petting a dog, and she comes out and asks him for a lighter, and then all of a sudden they start talking. But anyways, I wanted to say that maybe the reason why there was people laughing in the audience is because it is a very universal story, and sometimes I would recognize traits about me or, like, things that I did in the past. So I guess that's also why when you see yourself or something that you recognize on the screen, you just have this sudden reaction to laugh, maybe.
What exactly did you recognize from your experience?
Me?
Yeah.
I think that sharing stories with each other is the most wonderful thing that we... Like, there's no material present that you could ever give someone that's better than just telling a story to someone else. I really think that's true. And the way in which... German guy.
Yeah, just foreign guy.
The foreign guy. He doesn't listen to her. And she's like, you know, I was telling you something very important. It was like, you know, when you stop listening to someone, or when you're not listening to someone, and somehow you realize that that person is not listening to you, that's really an important moment, because you realize that you're not that important in that person's life. Anyways, I'm just sharing something that I took from the film. But I don't know what your opinion is about stories and whether that was important to you in the film, too.
Everything what you mentioned was important for me, and it was... it were my small... spots of pain, so it just came out. And actually my actors share it as well, the same experience, so it was quite easy for them to act because it somehow corresponds to their experience as well. But what important thing about this story? Yes, this is a universal story, but it happens exactly after some big social changes in our country.
Right.
In Ukraine. When Maidan happened, it was a miracle event. Nobody wasn't able to measure it. What is it? And it crashed us, and it changed us. And if you were out of the context just for 3 months and then come back, like it happened to me in that winter, you just cannot recognize your environment, I mean your friend's environment, because that events changed us. Right. So it was like impulse. I just was sitting in a at the kitchen and thought that I didn't see anything in our cinemas about ourselves.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why it was just a simple thought that I want to make a simple story about ourselves. Mm. My friends and me, about what we are feeling, what we experienced this period, and that's it.
Which also means that the characters have to be very real.
Yes. By the way, they are both debutant. I mean, this.
Yeah, yeah, they're both.
The boss.
In their first feature debut, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't have much experience in film acting, let's say, because Dasha just finished acting school and got some, I know, theatrical experience, but small one. And the guy, I just found him by accident. He actually a street player. He played some special Ukrainian instrument.
Oh.
It's something like guitar. It's called kobza.
Oh, right.
And when I saw in YouTube how he's playing and something just coming out from him, and I understood, okay, this is my character. And then we met, and I found out that he had some small experience in theater, so it was a base for us, and then we just came up with some method, and we did it, that's it.
So you, by doing that, did you also want to avoid traditional acting?
I would say they act, but the reason, the tension was regulated by me somehow. For me, it's the crucial skill for the director, just to have this feeling of true or false. If you see somebody in a real life, yeah, somebody just tell you something,
right?
And you say, no. Here, I don't believe you. You try to make it more nice. You try to decorate it. Please do it simple. Mm. It was our the main method.
That's right, because a lot of the times, you know, that's, you can tell that it's too exaggerated, and really, it should be a lot more simple, you know.
Yeah.
And especially in cinema, because the contact between the audience and the film is always very direct. But also, what I liked in this movie is that there's almost, I could feel a return to, like, the woods, a need to get away from the cities and also from troubles. And so a lot of the film takes place in the woods somewhere. Why was that an important element in your movie?
Okay, I should tell a bit about background. In Ukraine, the generation of our grandpas and grandmas, they grew up in the Soviet times,
right?
And they were just the only people who could have everything or a lot. It was like elite people who served for party, let's say. And the grandpa of the main character, he was an editor of the main newspaper, so he got something. It was like privilege to have a house outside of the city in a very nice place. It was like two worlds, city itself and very nice area around the city, restricted. It was forbidden to go there even like some times. So he's from that times, he's Sovietic self-made man, let's say. He kept all rules, but these rules doesn't exist anymore. Even his place physically start be destroyed, but he cannot notice it, and he just keep it
repressed would be the word, I think, you know. He just tries to forget it and not think about it.
Repressed. Yeah.
So he tries to forget about it. At some point, he closes himself in his bedroom, and with a shotgun. So
he represents this kind of person who was a decision maker, who was controller of everything, but now it's changing, and he cannot accept it. That's it. And actually, this is true about some families, which I know. So it came from our experience again. I didn't came up with such a character. I knew the same person in real life.
It's interesting how you you're giving us a lot of insight in the Ukrainian historical background. And so I wonder whether there's also an optimistic tinge, despite singular events of the movie. Like, there could be a hopeful side to the film, to be seen in the film. And I'm just talking about the film in general. I'm not talking about beginning, middle, or an end. But just the fact that this love story exists in the story of the film feels a little refreshing and even hopeful to me. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Because at first it was just a story of this guy and how this environment pressed him, killed him. But then this girl appeared in my mind, and I understood that, well, this is a real reason why he's staying for 2 weeks after releasing from the hospital, because he should change some person.
Right.
And he changed her, and this is a really hopeful thing, because when she's watching this environment which she wanted to get rid of 3 days ago, and then she said, I didn't go to Berlin because I just want to be here right now. That's it.
Yes.
So
right.
It was everything for that moment.
Very good. Yeah, that's one of the things that I love the most about the film. We're completely out of time. But thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Lord. It was nice.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.